Obviously, I would hope that the negotiations that are ongoing between the steelworkers and ArcelorMittal are resolved shortly. My sense is everyone is acting in good faith. These are very tough times for everyone. But certainly, I would like to see them concluded. Was very pleased that the negotiations between United States Steel, USX, and the steelworkers have been concluded and the contract improved. What I am pleased about is people continue to work, people continue to make steel, and it's clear that both sides to the negotiations understand that we are in this together, and we have got to find some solutions to our problems. I would point out that one of the huge problems that overhangs the industry that is not of their making is overcapacity internationally. And I spoke about it when we had the meeting with the American Iron and Steel Institute last week. Mm-hmm. In the United States today, if we poured, as I call it, every last ounce of steel, we could produce about 110 million metric tons. That's a 14% reduction in our capacity over the last 15 years to meet market conditions and world circumstances. What has been a very serious problem and pressure on the industry and what precipitates these numerous violations of our trade laws is over the last 10 years, global overcapacity, not talking capacity to make steel, but overcapacity where there's no one on this planet who could use that much steel, has increased from 220 million tons to 600 million tons. And you can draw that own picture yourself as well as your listeners, that steel is going somewhere, and obviously a lot of it is being shipped to the United States.
Mm-hmm. So in light of that, do you see rebuilding the steel industry as a viable future for the economy for Northwest Indiana?
I really do believe that. The fact is, one of the reasons there are fewer people employed in steel today is because the industry and our steelworkers do it better than anybody else in the world. In the 1980s, it took about 10.1 hours of human labor to make a ton of steel. This year, it made 1.9 hours per ton. An incredible improvement as far as efficiencies. And again, that level of efficiency cannot be matched any place else in the world. So they are positioned to be profitable if we can ensure that the administration enforces the laws internationally as well as domestically.
Is that the biggest problem?
Our effort this year will be to put pressure on them to do that.
Is the international, is trade basically what you see, is that the biggest obstruction in?
Absolutely. It's the international trade situation that is key. And would also point out that there are a number of cases pending today before the International Trade Commission, and there will be public hearings held on a number of them between now and the end of July, all very important. We're going to have one hearing on May 9th that will be on corrosion-resistant steel from China, India, Italy, Korea, and Taiwan. There'll be another hearing on May 11th and a third hearing on July 29th. The industry and steelworkers will be monitoring the outcomes of these processes very closely because they're also considering filing what is called a 201 petition, which is not an easy thing to do. It is not guaranteed to be successful, but essentially it is an effort to say, listen, we now have an entire industry that has been hurt, and we need to take a holistic approach. And then there are time limits placed as far as the administration acting on that petition. No decision has been made, and I do not think one would be made until mid-year, depending on how the trade situation plays out over the next 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a great place to leave it. Congressman Pete Visclosky, thank you so much for taking the time to go over some of this with me today.
Dan, I appreciate the opportunity very much.